105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Redskins coach Jay Gruden says he has some studying to do to find out why the Skins lost to the Giants to end their season.
Got to give the Giants credit and Coach McAdoo. We knew they'd have their team ready to play. And we just, you know, didn't get enough good run lanes for our backs. And other than that, I don't know what happened. I don't know if we just got beat up front, manhandled, or we just missed targeted or what. I got to check out the film, but it wasn't pretty in the running game.
The Skins finished the season 8-7-1. The Giants end up 11-5. A 16-year-old girl was killed, her mother wounded, in an early morning shooting at a home in Ellicott City. The shooter, police say, was a 15-year-old boy who tried to take his own life but survived and is now in critical condition. Police say it's unclear whether the boy had any connection to the victims or what the motive may have been. President-elect Donald Trump has a busy week ahead. In addition to a series of high-level meetings at Trump Tower, the incoming president will get a security briefing.
The president-elect is expected to learn more about the alleged Russian hack of U.S. interests. Now, Trump continues to downplay the significance of the intelligence community's conclusion that the Russian government is behind the hack. This despite statements from members of Congress who've been briefed on the matter and described the evidence as overwhelming.
Correspondent Ryan Nobles. ISIS is claiming responsibility for the deadly New Year shooting rampage in Istanbul.
These crazy people came in shooting everything.
The first hours of 2017 witnessing what officials are calling the first terror attack of the year. A security camera capturing the first moments of the attack. The gunman running up to the front of the Reina nightclub, shooting and killing a police officer guarding the gate, then entering the club and opening fire.
At first, we thought it was a fight. Then there was a lot of gunfire.
CNN intelligence and security analyst Bob Baer describing what surveillance video may reveal about the attacker.
Well-planned, tactically smart attack, very cold-blooded, probably experienced.
I'm Reed Binion.
A familiar figure in D.C. politics will be moving back into an office at the Wilson Building today as the Ward 7 council member.
In a sense, it's full circle.
Former Mayor Vince Gray started out as the Ward 7 council member, then became council chair, then mayor. He lost a re-election bid in the Democratic primary to current Mayor Muriel Bowser as allegations of a shadow campaign were investigated. He says his return to public office today,
it'll be a wonderful opportunity to continue to do some work for Ward 7.
But will he be able to work with his enemy, the mayor?
If she's working on something that's going to benefit the people who elected me, I look forward to working with her on those things.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
If it's a New Year's Day tradition at your house to watch the Rose Parade on TV, you no doubt noticed it wasn't on yesterday.
I know it's January 2nd. But the parade and the Rose Bowl game are never held on a Sunday, so here we are. Yes, here we are in a small town where parade spokesman Bill Flynn says is the host of one of the world's largest parades.
In some respects, we shouldn't be able to pull all this off in a small town of Pasadena of 140,000 population where we bring in almost a million people over a few days.
It takes about 5,000 of the city's 140,000 to pull this parade off, along with a price tag of about $7 million. Jim Roop, Pasadena.
Checking your money, the markets are closed for the New Year's holiday. The Dow opens the day tomorrow at 19,763, the NASDAQ at 5388. Sports, the Redskins end their season with a loss to the Giants. The Cowboys fall to the Eagles. The Ravens lose. Late game, the Packers beat the Lions. NHL, the Caps beat Ottawa. College basketball, the Maryland women win, but the men lose. NBA, the Wizards are in Houston tonight. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
No matter where you are.
This morning on 270 South.
No matter where you're headed.
Virginia heads up on 95.
We've got you covered.
Eastbound into the district. Here's what you need to know.
Depend on Jamie Witten traffic.
We are jammed.
Mornings on WMAL.
For the first years of your life, you rode on three wheels. But when the trike became a bike, you never looked back. Before long, two wheels changed to four. And after a few years of the minivan when the kids were young, you were able to change back. You're used to change. And change is good, especially when it leads to more power at your command. That's exactly why the Mutual Fund Store has joined forces with Financial Engines and changed our name. Now, at Financial Engines, you'll still get the same personalized retirement planning from a trusted advisor, but now we also offer more extensive research and more resources to help your advisor help you get to where you want to be. Let us show you the power of a great plan and how financial engines can make that happen. Visit financialengines.com today.
This is Brad Garner with Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit financialengines.com.
Get clean carpets for the new year. Book at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And right now, Bill, in Alexandria, we have some problems with traffic lights at Mount Vernon Avenue and Glebe Road. They are not working properly, so be careful there. 95 northbound from Triangle to the Occoquan River Bridge. It's a 12-minute trip. The George Washington Parkway southbound from the Beltway to the 14th Street Bridge. A 15-minute commute southbound on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway from Savage Road to the Beltway. It's more like a 12-minute commute. And this report is brought to you by MedStar Washington Hospital Center. MedStar Washington Hospital Center, with over 200 physicians across 39 specialties, named to Washingtonians' 2016 Best Doctors List. To make an appointment with a specialist, call 202-877-DOCS or visit MedStarWashington.org. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Light rain early today. Showers continue into the afternoon. We get up to 46 tonight. We'll see the occasional showers. Patchy fog overnight, low 44. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 40 in Haymarket, 37 in Damascus, 41 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by MedStar Washington Hospital Center. Liberal groups are calling for a delay in Senator Jeff Sessions' confirmation hearings to be Attorney General. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:05 this morning, we'll be joined again by our legal analyst, Joe DeGeneva. Kickoff 2017 with some observations by Joe. 7:35, Congress comes back. We move from the 114th Congress to the 115th. Susan Fariccio with the Washington Examiner will give us the lowdown on what the new Congress has got on its agenda. 8:05, Trevor Manich. We'll talk about the Redskins. Yeah, I don't know if I really want to talk about it, but we'll talk about it anyway at 8:05. Then at 8:35, Ambassador John Bolton will join us. I'm Brian Wilson, very pleased to be joined today by Mary Walter.
I'm taking what they're giving because I'm working for a living.
Well, the National Bureau of Economic Research did a report to find out how many American workers are now employed in what they call alternative work. And this was actually done by Obama's former chairman of the Council of Economic Advisors. So this guy was an advisor to President Obama. And what they found was the Obama economy, a lot of the jobs that the Obama economy allegedly created, 94% of them were in what they term alternative work, the alternative work category.
What does that mean?
Well, don't you think of, like, I don't know, I think of illicit things. I don't know why, but I just do. It's people who aren't working full-time jobs. So you're working, and even people who are contractors, even if you work full-time, it's considered alternative work. Because you're not an employee. So they are now admitting that their job growth was not in full-time employment.
How about that?
Shocking. I know. Who saw this coming? If only someone could have warned us. And it hit women particularly hard. It pushed a lot of people out of full-time jobs into part-time jobs, and women more so than men. So they said, and this is Obama's former, one of his former economic advisors, said that women seeking full-time steady work have lost. And the 36.3% of individuals involved in alternative work are college graduates with four-year and advanced degrees. And as far as men go, it's men who are in their prime working age are the majority of men who have been pushed into this category. So we were talking about this morning, and I said, well, you know, I have more than one job. And my husband has more than one job. My husband is in the medical profession, and he had, up until this year, four jobs altogether. He had his primary job in the medical industry, and then he had three other jobs, all in the medical industry, all related to it, but they were part-time for additional income, and he lost one of those jobs this year. I have a full-time job in radio on another station, but I do fill in all over the country. I get to be here with you today, and I do voiceovers. So I have more than one job as well. So I totally get this. And I was curious as to how many people can relate to this. How many people are working more than one job? 888-630-9625. 888-630-WMAL. How many people can relate to this? And I'm curious, out of the people who can relate to this, how many of you had a full-time 9-to-5 job 10 years ago, and then in the last 10 years, something happened and you lost that full-time gig? And I'm curious as to why you lost that full-time 9-to-5 or whatever it happened to be. It could be overnight because we have a 24-hour economy now. But you had what was considered a full-time job.
Right. Yeah. Listen, I think you're right. And this was brought home to me over the holidays when I was visiting with some of the younger people, my nieces, my nephews, and my family. When I say younger, they're younger than me. They're in their 30s. I mean, these are full-grown adults with kids who've been out there in the work, in the work arena for some time now.
Yeah.
And they're taking on second jobs. In one case, one of my nephews is taking on a job as an Uber driver. In his spare time, just to make ends meet, because things, got tight and they needed that extra income. And I think that is that. But let's be honest about why this is happening. Let's be clear about this. The Obama presidency likes to talk about how, well, there are more jobs out there than there were when we took them. We inherited this horrible economy. Here's what happened. Obamacare passed right off the bat in the early days of this administration. And Obamacare made it very expensive for small business people to keep people on salary full time and provide them medical benefits. So the end result was, we're going to give you 20 hours instead of 40 hours, and we're going to have more employees, but they're all going to be part-time employees, and nobody is going to be doing as well as they once were. This is a direct result. The signature piece of legislation over which this administration is so happy and so, and they're begging the Trump people not to undo it. Please don't undo Obamacare. It is singularly responsible for the destruction of our work environment, and the number of jobs and the job situation in America is bad right now because of Obamacare. There is a direct relationship, and I don't understand why people can't understand this very simple idea. This is the law of unintended consequences, which we're going to get into in a different way in just a short while. You pass a law that says, hey, we're going to give health care to everybody. That sounds like a great idea. But what are the unintended consequences? The unintended consequences are healthcare, if you mandate it in that way, it makes it very expensive for small businesses. They have to find a way to survive, right? They don't want to go out of business. They can either go out of business or they can figure out some way to work around the system. And the workaround is you take people who were full-time and you make them part-time. And that means that everybody has to work several jobs, and that's what's going on. And this is one of the reasons why when Donald Trump says, I'm going to bring jobs back to America, it resonated across this country.
Yep, and you know what, Brian? Just one thing, but I would like to know why you're so selfish and you don't want those people to have health care who have now millions of people who now have health care. Yeah. You're really selfish.
Maybe I am. You know, I've always looked at that situation and I said, look, I think the number was 16% of Americans when this all started did not have health care. And now they say, well, everybody has the opportunity to get health care. I'm not sure that we've improved much upon that 16%. But I can tell you this: we destroyed what jobs were in this country, and I'm not sure that's a nice trade-off. Wouldn't it have been better to just address the 16% rather than destroy and rebuild and reimagine things that were responsible for, I think, some 20% of our economy?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't seem like that was a good trade-off. 16% of American people don't have health care, so let's upend something that is about 20% of our economy. It never made any sense to me. I think that when Donald Trump takes office,
with Republicans in the House, Republicans in control in the Senate, I think we're going to see in very short order, maybe even on day one, the upending of Obamacare.
Well, I think they're going to have to replace it with something, though. They're going to have a plan. They can't just overturn it without a plan.
All right, listen, we're going to take your calls in a moment. What do you think about it? Are you one of those people out there that is suffering in this Obama economy, having to work more than one job? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Right now at 6:15, it is time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Let's check in with Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Brian, thank you very much. And Alexandria, still issues with some traffic lights. Mount Vernon Avenue and Glebe Road, they aren't working. You may want to treat that as a four-way stop and be very careful there. Dulles Greenway eastbound from Leesburg Bypass to the airport. It's an 11-minute trip. 95 coming north from the Occoquan River Bridge to the Beltway. It's up 15 minutes travel time now. 270 southbound between 109 and the local lane splits. 23 minutes your travel time. The outer loop of the Beltway between the Wilson Bridge and Pennsylvania Avenue, about 12 minutes. Now, the 105.9 FM, AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Light rain early, cloudy with showers this afternoon, a high of 46. Tonight, occasional showers and patchy fog is possible, a low of 44. Tomorrow, rain and fog, again, a high near 50. Wednesday, a little nicer, partly cloudy, 54. But then Thursday and Friday, colder temperatures. On Thursday, a high of 37. Roughly the same thing on Friday, temperatures in the upper 30s. Currently in the nation's capital, 41 degrees. It is 6:16 on WMAL. Everybody's working for the weekend. Everybody wants a new
romance. Hey, hey, hey. And welcome back. I'm Mary Walter, getting to sit in with Brian Wilson this morning, and we're talking about working more than one job. And I was saying to Brian, you know, yeah, I work more than one job, and my husband has got a great job. People say, well, why does your husband work more than one job? You know, he works in the medical industry. And for his regular job, my husband will put in 10 to 13 hours a day. And then on top of that, he has two other jobs. He had three, but now he has two other jobs.
You're right.
Where he is, where he's working more than one day. Now, those are probably also considered. Well, some of them are part time, some of them are full time. But this recent study that just came out from the National Bureau of Economic Research, and it was authored. One of the co-authors was one of President Obama's former economic advisors, Alan Krueger, and they're shocked. They're just shocked to find. that 94% of the net job growth in the last 10 years was in the alternative work category. Mm. And this is what makes me crazy because, Brian, it's exactly what you said. You know, this mandate with Obamacare that they had to cover, that a full-time worker was now, what, 30 hours a week? If you work 30 hours a week, I think the cutoff was, you are considered full-time. It maybe even less than that. You're considered full-time. And what did everybody say? You know what's going to happen? People are going to cut hours. Employers are going to cut hours. And what did the pro Obamacare people say? That's not going to happen. Employers would never do that. That's the wrong thing to do. That's not they'll never do it. Well, that's just selfish.
You know what? They have to survive, don't they? I mean, that's what happens in a situation like this. They look around. They say, "Look, we got two options here. We can either go out of business." Or we can adjust our plan and see if we can find some way around these onerous burdens that have been placed upon us. The end result, the reason we're in this bind and the reason that so many people are working part-time jobs goes directly back to Obamacare.
Right.
They simply couldn't make it work any other way, and you can't be angry at businesses for doing that. They're just trying to survive. They're just trying to get by. And this is, again, why I think there was a hue and cry during this last election. This is why the American people said, enough already. You don't understand what we're going through out here. You know who's somebody else who feels that way? Anthony Bourdain. You ever watch that?
Oh, this is great. I love this.
Yeah, you ever watch the Bourdain? He's that guy that travels all over the world and eats weird food. He has been a very outspoken critic of President-elect Donald Trump. But he is actually calling out the privileged Eastern liberals, including himself, for what he calls utter contempt of working-class Americans that made the Trump presidency possible. Listen to this. Let me read this quote. "The utter contempt with which privileged Eastern liberals such as myself discuss red state, gun country, working-class America as ridiculous and moron and rubes is largely responsible for the upswell of rage and contempt and desire to pull down the temple that we're seeing now. I've spent a lot of time in gun-toting, God-fearing America. There are a hell of a lot of nice people out there who are doing everything else, doing what everyone else in this world is trying to do, the best they can to get by and take care of themselves and the people they love. When we deny them their basic humanity and legitimacy of their views, however different they may be from ours, when we mock them at every turn and treat them with contempt, we do no one any good." Here is a guy who is definitely part of the Eastern liberal establishment, somebody who looks at the world from the Eastern New York, Washington, D.C. lens, who has made at least recognizes the fact that Americans in flyover country are actually, really struggling, and that the people on the East Coast just don't get it. And to just dismiss them out of hand and say, look what they've done, look at what they've brought us, does not really recognize the fact that they were struggling out there just to try to make ends meet. Roger in Woodbridge, very quickly, you're on with Brian and Mary Walter. What do you think? Are you among those out there who are finding yourself struggling in this Obama economy?
I most certainly am. Supposedly there's been this massive effort underway to help get veterans and military retirees back into the workforce. But who's doing all this hiring and where? No one can seem to tell me. I've got my degree, from UMUC and so on. And there's no interest, really. And in fact, I'm told that as a military retiree, when I do my various applications and such, I've got to be really, really detailed in explaining my skills. Because there's evidently a lack of basic military knowledge among the corporate hierarchy.
The people who are hiring don't understand what that skill is and how it would relate to what they're doing.
So as far as this economy, it's been an absolute joke for me.
Well,
and when it'll ever get better.
Do you think it will get better? Do you have some? We were talking earlier about being more optimistic about 2017 than people were about 2016. Do you find yourself with some optimism?
I'm hoping, yes.
All right, Roger. Hang in there, buddy.
Good luck.
And thank you so much for your service and for your call. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Well, Mary, this is the struggle. This is what everybody's talking about right now. How do you make ends meet? I think Anthony Bourdain has it. And a little bit later in this hour, I'm going to tell you about some of the observations I had from traveling around the country during my 2 weeks. I had 2 weeks off. Man, I haven't had 2 weeks off in forever. And I did some traveling, and I especially was struck by some people that I ran into in the great state of Wyoming and talked to them about their experiences and what they're going through and how it is, I think, here on the East Coast and in L.A. and the major metropolitan centers of this country, they just don't understand what's going on in flyover country. I think you're onto it, and I think Anthony Bourdain is one of the few people that I've heard from this who look at the world through this Eastern, East Coast liberal bent, who seems to understand that. Okay, look, I may not understand it. I may not live their kind of life, but I don't diminish what they are and what they're trying to accomplish.
Yeah, but he's boycotting Trump's restaurants. So here's a guy who supposedly gets it, but he's boycotting Trump's restaurants. So. Ugh.
Yeah, it is frustrating. It is frustrating. but you know what's not frustrating?
What?
They can't do anything about it for about 4 years.
They can, though. They can. They can make it miserable.
Well, and they will do that.
I know.
It is 6:23.
Getting ready to downsize? Find out when to sell or buy a home in 2017 with Eric Stewart's must-read report. Call 800-900-9104 or go to ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com and download the free market-ready guide. Get Eric's invaluable tips on decluttering and prepping your house in the right sizing guide. Call him now at 800-900-9104 or go to ericstewartgroup.com. Call Eric today and get moving tomorrow.
If you missed it, here's this week's federal benefits lesson from Winter Troxell.
As Washington has its own turnover in administration, I think as we relate to our individual federal employees, they don't know really to the extent that their mission or purpose will change for any particular job. And so I think that they have to be prepared emotionally for some change in direction and some potential pivots.
More lessons every Saturday at 2 p.m. on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell or online at wintertroxell.com.
It is now 6:25 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thanks, Brian. Coming up northbound on 95 from the Occoquan River Bridge to the Beltway, it's about a 12-minute commute at this particular time. George Washington Parkway southbound from the Beltway to the 14th Street Bridge, 14 minutes. Eastbound 66 between Business Route 234 and the Beltway is about a 22-minute trip. We're seeing a little bit of building volume here. In Alexandria, Mount Vernon Avenue and Glebe Road, we're still dealing with malfunctioning traffic lights, and the Baltimore-Washington Parkway southbound between 198 and the Beltway, it's a 12-minute trip. This report brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Please give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Headed up to 46 today, we'll see the light rain give way to showers for the afternoon. And then tonight, clouds, occasional showers, patchy fog, not much of a drop in temperature, low 44. Rain tomorrow, early patchy fog, high near 50 degrees. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 41 degrees. It is 8:26 on WMAL. Listen, this is a troubling development. At the University of Kansas, of all places, library employees now wear buttons. Are you ready for this? This is what we've come to in this country. That will give people who might approach them some clue as to how they would like to be addressed. What pronoun should be used to describe them? Because they say gender is itself fluid and up to the individual. So they are wearing buttons so that you will know whether to say he, him, his, or she, her, and hers. Or if they don't identify themselves as either male or female because gender is fluid, that's what they say, they will wear buttons that say they, them, theirs. Which I don't understand at all, because that's a plural. That's a plural pronoun, is it not? They is more than one person. Them is more than one person. Theirs means that they're more than one person, but yet they're going to wear... If you apparently are not male or female, you're going to wear a button that says they, them, but, theirs. The whole, from a grammatical standpoint, this doesn't make any sense. But then it doesn't make any sense at all.
I was going to say, that's your problem with this entire... That's what you got out of this?
One of my problems.
Grammar issue? The grammar's where, where you just... That's it. You're done because it's a grammar. Of the whole thing.
I can't help myself in that regard, but go ahead, make your point.
No, listen, I just think this whole idea, the left is so against labels. Don't label me. Don't label me. We're all individuals. I can't be part of a group. So what are they doing? They're literally putting labels on people and thinking this is a good thing.
Yeah, it's like getting, one of those little machines, where you stamp out words and stick it on stuff. What's that thing called? The little, you've seen those little devices. You can't see me because the little devices where you it's got circle and
what's
that thing called?
My father-in-law has one of those and he labels everything. A label maker, right.
That's right. What an unusual name for such a device.
You got
the label maker. Well, they're literally doing that with people. Yeah. They're literally putting labels on people.
Which, when you think about it, is Matt, they've come full circle. The dog has finally caught its tail, and they're starting to cannibalize themselves. I don't know if you remember the Dr. Seuss Sneetches. Do you remember the Dr. Seuss story about the Sneetches?
I'm afraid that one got past me.
Okay, and some people, so when I was a kid, Dr. Seuss had a story about the Sneetches. And the Sneetches, they all looked alike, but some people had stars on their bellies and some people didn't have stars on their bellies. And the Sneetches who had stars on their bellies thought that they were better than the Sneetches without stars on their bellies.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's the same thing, because some people have, because of your label, now we can judge everybody. Because, you know, judging is so good. We should bring that back, too. Yeah. Let's be judgy.
Yeah, well, listen, again, 18 days.
Can you imagine, can you imagine if your kids were going to this school?
Yeah, and amazing. Yeah, your tuition dollars at work. Well, listen, coming up in just a moment, we're going to talk about Montgomery County Schools and how they have learned about the law of unintended consequences when it comes to start times for high school students. It's all straight ahead right after the news, 6:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington, 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Redskins quarterback Kirk Cousins is trying to stay positive after yesterday's season-ending loss to the Giants.
You know, tough times don't last, tough people do, right? I sound like a broken record, but I'm going to keep saying that until I retire. So all I know is it's going to give me an edge. I'll go back to work this offseason and have a hunger that has always been there, but certainly when the season ends this way, it'll be there and it'll be strong.
The Giants topped the Skins 19-10 yesterday, eliminating the Redskins from the postseason picture. A 15-year-old boy is in critical condition this morning after police say he shot and killed a 16-year-old Ellicott City girl and wounded her mother before trying to take his own life. Howard County police say it's unclear what the boy's relationship to the girl was. They're not speculating about a motive for the early Sunday morning shooting. New this morning, the White House says President Obama will deliver a farewell address next week.
President Obama is expected to give his farewell speech in his hometown of Chicago, Illinois, on January 10th. That's a week from tomorrow, on Tuesday, an opportunity for the president to say farewell to his supporters and thank them for, as he calls it, the journey of the last 8 years.
Correspondent Joe Johns. Meanwhile, President-elect Donald Trump gets back to work today after the holiday break.
The President-elect is back in New York after spending 2 weeks at his resort in Florida, and he heads into this intelligence briefing with officials this week, skeptical of their conclusions that Russia was behind the hacks, insisting that he knows some secret information about this that many people don't.
Correspondent Sunland Serfati. Checking your money, the markets are closed for the New Year's holiday. The Dow opens a day tomorrow at 19763, the Nasdaq at 5388. Sports, the Redskins end the season on a losing note. The Eagles beat the Cowboys. The Ravens lose. In the late game, the win goes to the Packers. NHL, the Caps win. College basketball, the Maryland men lose. The women win. NBA, the Wizards are in Houston tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Ascent Audiology specializes in helping patients with hearing loss and tinnitus, which is ringing in the ears. Hi, I'm Dr. Ann Sola, Chief Audiologist at Ascent Audiology. We're staffed with expert hearing doctors, have 7 metro locations, and have over 1,000 five-star reviews. Meet Jane, one of our patients.
My original hearing devices I hated. They itched, they fell out, the batteries were driving me crazy because they were so teeny tiny and hard to deal with. But the new ones, oh my God, they are fantastic. They open up a whole new world. Just everything sounds beautiful. Go to Ascent Audiology.
Right now, we're offering a limited time special with hearing aids starting at $995. Visit Ascent Audiology at hearingaiddoctors.com or call 800-811-8700. Schedule your free consultation. Visit Ascent Audiology at hearingaiddoctors.com or call 800-811-8700.
Don't wait until spring to replace your roof. Winter is the slowest time of year for roofing companies, and that means you can take advantage of big savings. New Look Home Design is offering 0% interest and no payments for a full year, plus 10% off all materials. Have your roof replaced before the damage gets more expensive. Take advantage of this limited time offer. Call New Look now for 0% interest and no payments for a full year, plus 10% off materials. The number is 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300.
Whether you're moving your family around the block or across the country, my guys can handle every size move, big or small, local or long distance.
You're moving your home and everything at home, it's my guys.
You can find a us online at myguysmoving.com. That's myguysmoving.com.
If you're moving your home and everything you own, it's my guys. It's my guys.
Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and I'd like to take this moment to thank you for making 2016 our best year ever. You've heard me on this station for over a decade, and there's a reason we're the number one Christian-owned mortgage lender in the area. It's our unwavering commitment to using our Christian values to serve our community. With the Fed recently raising interest rates again, you may not understand how this impacts you, but I do. Listen, we're not going to tease you into giving you money back by raising your interest rate like some of those other companies. Rates are going up. You have to get pre-approved now. Whether you're a first-time homebuyer, looking to take cash out, or eliminate your PMI, together, let's make 2017 your best year ever. Call us now at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. Or visit our website, cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
It's go time at Dunkin' Donuts. Get your day going with two freshly made wake-up wrap sandwiches with bacon, sausage, or ham for $3. Perfect with a rich, signature smooth Dunkin' coffee. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary, plus applicable taxes. Limited time offer.
6:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And in Alexandria, still problems. Mount Vernon Avenue and Glebe Road with malfunctioning traffic lights. Eastbound 66 between Business Route 234 and the Beltway. It's a 22-minute commute. Maryland Route 210, the Indian Head Highway, and Echo Peak in both directions. The right lane is blocked by construction from Bryan Point Road to Whistling Woods Court, and the Baltimore-Washington Parkway southbound from the Beltway to Route 50. It is a 10-minute commute. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll see the light rain early today. Showers continue into the afternoon. 46 is where we're headed. Temperatures don't drop very far tonight. We've got the occasional showers, patchy fog, low 44. Early fog tomorrow, rain, and a high near 50. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 40 in Centerville, 40 in Waldorf, 41 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
It's 6:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:05 this morning, legal analyst Joe DeGenova will join us, kick off our 2017. 7:35, what's that Congress going to be up to when they come back tomorrow to kick off the 115th Congress? Susan Fericio of the Washington Examiner knows about all things Congress-wise, and she will join us then. 8:05. We'll have to talk about the Redskins. I'm sorry. I know you probably you would rather just forget about yesterday's game, but Trevor Maddich will be here. We'll put a big coda on this Redskins season at 8:05. And at 8:35, always pleased to have Ambassador John Bolton with us. I'm Brian Wilson, and today I'm joined by Mary Walter. Good morning to you again, Mary.
Good morning. You know, you really should tamp down your enthusiasm over the Redskins.
Listen,
You know, it's just coming through the airwaves how excited you are.
I have a lot of things to say about this, which we'll get into again with Trevor Maddich at 8:05. Here's something we got to talk about, though. Mary, we had a big debate here in Washington, D.C., and it's an ongoing debate in educational circles. If it hasn't come to your school district, it will at some point in the very near future. And that is that there have been all of these studies which suggest that our poor, precious snowflakes in high school, these dear, precious, fragile individuals, mm-hmm. Are apparently struggling because they're just not getting enough sleep.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to my world.
Yeah, that's right. I don't have much sympathy for people when you talk about sleep on this schedule. But nonetheless, it's been a thing that educational circles have been talking about for some time. We need to make sure that the start times for school are a little later so mm-hmm. that the precious snowflakes can get enough sleep. You know, I always suggest this is worthless. This is a dumb idea. If you set back back the start of time, kids will just simply go to bed a little later. And because, oh, I don't have to get up quite as early tomorrow. I can stay up later. Or I'll stay on my phone, you know, talking to my friends until God knows what hour in the morning. And then that's probably why I'm so tired the next day. But here's the problem. The precious little snowflakes have complained that they need more sleep. And there have been some studies that suggest that if you back up the time for school, for high school students, they will do better. Okay, so a lot of people have been trying to wrestle with this. And in Montgomery County, for example, they decided, well, we're going to have to do that. We're going to have to give these kids a little more sleep. So they changed the schedule so that the precious snowflakes got an additional 15 minutes of sleep. I think that's about what it works out to, about 15 minutes. All the high school kids, their bells ring a little bit later so that the precious snowflakes can get some additional sleep. And there's just one problem. To do that, they had to readjust all the bus schedules.
Sure.
And they had, because they used buses to run both the elementary and the middle school and the high schools, they had to make some adjustments to the bus schedules. And what this ultimately meant is, to give the high school kids more time for sleep, we had to adjust, and the kids who had to take the hit were the elementary kids.
Well, they're young and pliable. What did they
mean? Well, now here, listen to this story in today's Washington Post. Principals in elementary schools have been speaking out about the toll of schedule changes. Drowsy children, longer bus rides, families strapped for child care. Employee unions are urging a return to the school hours of old, saying it would be best for students and staff. So there you have it. They have, and listen to this. They're going to talk about this on January 10th at the school board meeting. And listen to this quote. This is priceless. This made my whole morning when I read this, because I always talk about this. Michael Durso, who is the board president, the Montgomery County School Board president, said, you ready? You're going to love this.
I'm ready.
I think there have been some unintended consequences. This is what I talk about all the time. You know, people, oh, this sounds like a good idea. Let's do this. And then all of a sudden you realize, oh, there are some things about this we didn't realize would happen. In this particular case, you give a little more sleep time to the high school students, and it's the elementary kids that pay the price. And now the elementary parents are screaming bloody murder and saying, you got to go back to the old bell system. This is killing our kids. It's making our lives miserable. There are all kinds of problems. They're staying on the buses too long. It's causing us problem with our child care in the morning. You've got to fix this problem. So apparently they're going to have to go back and revisit it. Here's the problem now. Those parents who fought so hard for that extra 15 minutes of sleep for their high school students are now saying, oh no, you know, whatever you do, please don't go back to the old way of doing it. So we've got this dilemma, because you only got so many buses. Somebody has to take the hit. One group gets to say, come to school a little later. Somebody else has got to pay the price, and that seems to be the elementary kids. And now the elementary kid parents are really upset, and so are teachers, and so are principals, who say that the kids coming to school in elementary school are too drowsy, and now they're not getting enough sleep.
Well, you know, Brian, my husband actually is a sleep disorder specialist.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
So maybe he'll call in. I don't know. 888-630-9625. 888-630-WMAL, honey, if you're listening, if you want to call in. But it's true that, you know, teenagers, their brains are wired differently, and they do tend to want to go to bed later. They're up later, and they do get up earlier. But I know, and I can't speak for him, and I don't know if he'll call in, but he will tell me that part of the problem that he gets, that he sees, is that these kids have TVs in their rooms, they have computers in their rooms,
and they're on their phones,
and they're up until 3 o'clock in the morning, and
talking to their friends.
Right, exactly. And this is probably him on the phone right now calling in. This is probably him.
There he is. It's Doug, who is Mary's husband. Good morning to you, Doug. How are you? It's Brian and Mary. You're on WMAL.
I pretty much just go by Mary's husband.
Okay.
The whole Doug thing just seems to have faded away.
Hi, honey.
Hi. You know, this is what I do. I'm board certified in sleep medicine.
Uh-huh.
And this is a big topic in our field right now. And this has a name. They call this a delayed sleep phase, and it's very common in teenagers. And anything they can do to push themselves forward, they'll do. And I've been through this with school boards where I live, where they do this, and then what happens? Exactly what you guys say. The kids just start to sleep later, and they get and the technology in the bedroom is what kills them. That's what we talk about. And every I see this a lot in the fall, August, September. All of a sudden, you know, Johnny comes in with mommy, and you know they all have narcolepsy. That's what their mother diagnoses them with because they're falling asleep in class.
Oh yeah,
and then and I've had parents grab their kids and storm out of my office when I say, no, the problem is you have to wrangle him, take away his technology, and get him to sleep 8 hours. You know, a teenager needs at least 8 hours.
You know, I remember watching Channel 4 when this debate was going on. I was watching Channel 4 one day, and they actually had a story where they were talking about this, and they were talking about some high school kid who was talking about how tired he was, and they showed him in his bedroom on his phone. And I think Doreen Gensler, the local anchor, said, well, they need to take away his phone. That would help a little bit, wouldn't it? This is what happens.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're on their phones until late at night. The problem is, you know, I guess, I mean, I understand that, you know, that there is some medical science to back this up, but it's exacerbated by all the technology. I think you're exactly right.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the things is that light is stimulating. You know, our bodies are made. We see light in the morning, and that wakes us up. And it's really the blue wavelength. Now, think about it. Computers, almost everything is blue-based. Mm-hmm. You know, Windows or even iOS is all blue-based. And so when they're staring at their phone, they're getting light. And also when their room is dark, they're ending up having bright light, which dilates their eyes, and they get even more light, which keeps them awake.
Wow. Do you have any special recommendations for people after you get up at 2:30 in the morning?
Get up at 3.
Yeah. You know what? One sleep cycle, actually, Brad, I was talking to Mary about this before. You should just, one sleep cycle is the best, but if you're going to start a cycle, if you're going to split, you shouldn't sleep more than 2 hours in the morning. You know, do 2 hours when you get off the air and then try to get at least 6 hours
for
your primary sleep
cycle. I'm sorry, folks. I know this is
probably... Is this billable? Do you have insurance, Brian? Is this billable?
Now I got 4 jobs.
All right, good deal. Hey, listen, Doug, it's good to have you. Thank you so much for lending your expertise to our program this morning.
Oh, my pleasure. You guys take care.
It is now 6:45 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid. I'm sorry, it's not Jamie Witten. It is Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thank you, Brian. She'll be back tomorrow. Southeast Southwest Freeway northbound near the 11th Street Bridge. We're dealing with a crash. The left lane is blocked. Police are on the scene. 395 northbound from the Beltway to the 14th Street Bridge, a 12-minute trip. Eastbound 66 from the Fairfax County Parkway to the Beltway, more like 12 or 13. 395's HOV lane southbound from Route 1 to the Beltway, a 12-minute commute, and the Beltway's inner loop between Pennsylvania Avenue and the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, 17 minutes of travel time. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, we're going to have some showers this afternoon, high of 46 tonight. The showers will continue, 44. More rain tomorrow, high of 50. Wednesday looks like a pretty nice day, 54, partly cloudy skies. But then on Thursday and Friday, we're going to have cooler temperatures in the mid to upper 30s. Currently in the nation's capital, 41 degrees, 6:47 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. As you know, I have I've been on vacation for 2 weeks, and my thanks to the many people who filled in my absence, and
you're welcome.
Thanks to Larry. Yes, you did some of that, and thanks to Larry O'Connor for filling in while I was gone. Larry now goes on to his new adventure in afternoon radio from 3 to 6. Stay tuned for details about what's going to happen here long term. But I wanted to talk a little bit about my vacation and some revelations that came to me. I took some time. I've been in 3 different states since I was on the air last. I've been to Colorado, Wyoming, and then I spent some time down in Florida.
Nice.
And each and every time I go outside of the Washington, D.C. area, I'm struck by this, but I think this time it hit me a little differently than it has in the past about how people here in Washington, D.C. and on the East Coast and in the major metropolitan cities of this country, which are Democratic strongholds by and large, places like D.C., New York, Baltimore, Chicago, Los Angeles, the major metropolitan centers do tend to be mostly Democratic, and how they don't understand what goes on in what is traditionally called flyover country.
Mm-hmm.
And so there were two little things that happened while I was on the road. You know, when you're out in that part of the world, there is this wonderful thing. If you don't know about it, it is one of the grandest things. If there's going to be one in our area before long, I think, it's called Cabela's. If you've never been,
yeah,
it's
Cabela's.
like a Bass Pro Shop or a Cabela's. If you go, and it's great outdoor stuff. You can get your fishing, your hunting, your camping, and all, you know, all you can get ATVs. You can, they actually have fish tanks there where you can actually fish. I mean, it's an amazing thing. And if you've never been to a Cabela's, well, then you're missing out on something that is a tradition in flyover country in the red states. And so I'm driving along in Colorado. I see a Cabela's. Man, I need to go get me some sweatshirts. And I always try to stop in when I see a Bass Pro Shop or a Cabela's because we don't have them right here in the area, mm-hmm. at least not yet. So I zip in and I'm going to Cabela's and I'm up on the second level and I'm looking down on the first level. And down below, I'm not kidding, kids, this is Christmas Eve, families are lined up for about a block at the Cabela's to see Santa Claus. They have come to the Bass Pro Shop or to the Cabela's to see Santa Claus. Now, you know, normally here on the East Coast, you go to a big mall, you do something. But here in flyover country, the place that they decided they wanted to have their kids come by and spend time with Santa Claus was at the Cabela's, at the big outdoor store, the sporting goods place. And I thought, if you don't understand why this is, you don't understand what flyover country is all about.
I know why that is, because the parents can put the kids in line to go see Santa while they go pick up ammo.
That's it. Get loaded up for the new year. That's right. This is the thing. People grab in flower country gravitate to places like, so anyway, there's this other thing. I then decide I've never been to Wyoming for some reason.
No one's been to Wyoming.
No one
goes to Wyoming.
I've been to Wyoming. As you note, I am wearing my Wyoming t-shirt and sweatshirt right now.
Yes.
I was in Wyoming. I made a quick trip. I went up from Colorado to Cheyenne and then over to Laramie. Lovely little town. Laramie got a beautiful little downtown area. And then I came back down to Colorado and made sort of a big circle because I wanted to say I'd been to Wyoming. I wanted to see a bison. And I did. I saw a bison. And I wanted to see it. I saw a jackalope, too. But that's another story. So anyway, I get to Cheyenne. And I decide, well, I got to go see Laramie. It's just, you know, it's like 50 miles over to the left. So I'm going west 50 miles. You get out about 25 or 30 miles out of Cheyenne, and there's a sign on the side of the road. It's a highway sign, and it's got a blinking yellow light. And it simply says this: if this light is blinking, turn around and go back to Cheyenne. Now, I just laughed.
Why?
Well, because sometimes the weather gets bad. It's a high plains area.
Oh, okay.
And the snow gets bad,
right.
And they haven't
impassable.
Cleared the road. So they're just saying, you know, just turn around and go back. And I was thinking, so you got to drive all the way 25 miles out into the middle of nowhere, only then to find out, well, you can't actually get to where you're going. You can't get to Laramie. So just turn around and go back to Cheyenne. And I thought, this is an experience that most people on the East Coast just can't relate to.
No.
And every single thing about life in places like this is so radically different. And I think the one thing that I was driving across the vast plains of Wyoming and looking at the tremendous scenery and literally seeing deer and antelope on the side of the road. You know,
playing. Were they playing?
By the thousands. That was where the deer and the antelope roam.
Exactly.
And it was beautiful and it was spectacular. And I just kept thinking to myself, every person who lives on the East Coast needs to come here and spend about a week in flyover country so they can then understand why Donald Trump is our president-elect. Because the people who live there have nothing in common with people who live in major metropolitan areas. And they look at life so dramatically different. And Anthony Bourdain, as we mentioned a minute ago, is absolutely right about that. If you can't empathize with these people, if you can't understand their experience, there's no way you can understand why Donald Trump has become our president-elect.
Well, you know, there was also I love Montana. My husband and I love Montana. And I've actually been in that northwest corner of Wyoming, you know, in that area there where the national park is. But there's a guy in Brooklyn. I think it's Brooklyn. He's 1,000 years old and he owns a deli. And he has accurately predicted the winner of every election for, I don't know, since probably Washington. He's really old. But they asked him who was going to win the election. And he said the vocal vote was for Hillary, but the lean-in vote was for Trump. So while we're talking about how the East Coast and you know, California is so much different than flyover country, even on the East Coast, there were a lot of people who work and who do exactly what Anthony Bourdain was saying is, you know, they're up, they're trying to make ends meet, they're working more than one job like we were talking about, and they're just trying to get by and do the right thing. And he said the vocal vote, because every time someone buys something for him during an election year, he asks them who they're voting for. And he keeps track of it. And he said the lean-in vote, meaning the people who, when he asked them, they leaned into him and whispered, "I'm voting for Trump."
Yeah.
And he had more people leaning in. And this is in New York City, one of the five boroughs of New York City, who were leaning into him and saying, "I'm voting for Trump," instead of probably saying, "Oh, Hillary." Those were the loud people who said, "I'm voting for Hillary." And everybody else is just kind of standing there really quietly going, mm-hmm. So there may be a lot more, I admit, there may be a lot more people who have the experience. Maybe we don't understand, you know, Cabela's and all of that. And I get it because I grew up in rural New Jersey. So I get it. I grew up in the middle of nowhere. Mm-hmm. But we didn't have buffalo in the backyard. That is a difference.
No, bison. There's a difference.
A bison, yeah. Right. There is a difference. Buffalo is not really what they're called.
Yeah.
But I mean, and it's beautiful out there. I highly recommend everybody. You're absolutely right, Brian. Mm-hmm. If you get the chance, they call it God's country for a reason. It is. Mm-hmm. It will change your life. It's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah. It makes you stop and think. And,
yes.
I just wish there was some way we could bundle up everybody who works in the White House, you know, press center down there, and put them on a bus and have them spend about a week in Wyoming. And they would get it. They would absolutely get it.
You're 100% right.
It is now 6:55 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Brian, thank you. In Alexandria, Mount Vernon Avenue and Glebe Road, we're still having problems with traffic lights that are malfunctioning, so please be careful there. Southeast Southwest Freeway northbound near the 11th Street Bridge. The left lane is blocked by an accident. Police are on the scene. The Dulles Toll Road westbound from 66 to the airport. A 20-minute trip now. 270 southbound and 121 in the Beltway. A 22-minute trip. And Route 50 westbound from the Beltway to the Baltimore Washington Parkway. It is a 7-minute commute. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Light rain early on, giving way to showers for the afternoon, 46 for the high. Tonight, we've got the clouds, occasional showers, patchy fog. Temperatures don't go very far, low 44. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 41 degrees at 6:57.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor for EMP 180 Weight Loss. And, well, it's time. Time for me to get on a plan. You know, I'm 6'1". At my highest, a couple of months ago, I was almost 250 pounds. I need a plan. This is going to be the last year that losing weight will be on my New Year's resolutions. I joined EMP 180 Weight Loss. I did my research. I vetted them. I sat down with them and I talked. They talked. I listened. They listened. EMP 180 Weight Loss weighed me in, did my body composition. EMP 180 Weight Loss is short for Empower. Change your life, mind, habits, and health. EMP 180 Weight Loss. If you have weight to lose, I'm urging you to do what I'm doing. Call EMP 180 Weight Loss. Get it on your calendar and start the biggest change of your life today. EMP180weightloss.com. That's EMP180weightloss.com. Change your life, mind, habits, and health. EMP180weightloss.com or call 703-992-0620 to schedule your consultation today.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields, such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College
gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
Our next undergraduate session starts January 9th. Our advisors can help you develop an affordable plan as you earn a respected degree from an accredited state university. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio.
And I'm Jerry Rice saying so long from San Francisco.
Thank goodness. Oh, these overtime games are just killing my back.
You should try the patch.
The patch?
The Tiger Balm patch. It's a blend of essential oils that goes deep into aching muscles and joints for fast, soothing pain relief. I go for Tiger Balm after every game.
What every armchair quarterback needs, proven pain relief.
And a good wide receiver.
You don't know any, do you?
Roar back from pain with Tiger Balm. It works where it hurts.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
Coming up on WMAL, we'll talk to legal analyst Joe DeGeneva. And what does the 115th Congress have on its agenda when they gavel in tomorrow? We'll talk to Susan Parisio with the Washington Examiner. And I'll tell you how I pulled off a tremendous Christmas surprise for number one daughter. It's all coming up in the next hour.